Have you ever noticed how some gifts leave a lasting impression while others are quickly forgotten? In a world where everyone is fighting for attention, John Ruhlin discovered something counterintuitive. Strategic generosity creates an unbeatable competitive advantage. What began as a college knife-selling side hustle evolved into a philosophy that's now used by organizations like the Chicago Cubs, Wells Fargo, and countless executives to break through to impossible-to-reach decision-makers. The beauty lies in its simplicity. Thoughtful giving creates genuine connections that transcend transactional relationships. When done right, strategic gifting doesn't just feel good, it generates measurable returns that far exceed the investment. This isn't about manipulation or bribery, it's about honoring relationships in ways that resonate deeply and personally. Ruhlin grew up on a small farm near Canton, Ohio, showing entrepreneurial instincts early, selling candy at school and charging his parents 10% interest on loans by age 12. His breakthrough came in college when he set a regional record selling Cutco knives, making $12,900 in just 10 days. His perspective shifted after meeting Paul Miller, his girlfriend's father. When Ruhlin suggested engraved pocket knives as client gifts, Miller countered with paring knives, noting, "All my clients are married, and if I take care of the family, everything else takes care of itself." This insight transformed Ruhlin's approach. By 20, he founded the Ruhlin Group, eventually becoming Cutco's top salesman in their 65-year history. Ruhlin's approach proved powerful when he targeted Cameron Herold, who had grown 1-800-GOT-JUNK from $2 million to $126 million. Learning Cameron would visit Cleveland, Ruhlin spent $7,000 on Brooks Brothers clothing and turned Cameron's hotel room into a personalized boutique. The impressed executive immediately offered his mentorship, a relationship that continues 8 years later. This demonstrates reciprocity, our natural tendency to return kindness. Cornell researchers found that restaurant customers given a small chocolate with their bill tipped significantly more than others. Yet authentic gifting must be unconditional, not transactional. In our digital world, physical gifts and personal touches stand out precisely because they're rare. How you do anything is how you do everything, captures Ruhlin's philosophy perfectly. It's about exceeding expectations in every interaction. All those little things truly count. Ruhlin couldn't ask employees to deliver Ritz-Carlton treatment to clients without experiencing it themselves. So he arranged for his team to stay there and feel exceptional service firsthand. This philosophy extends to employee treatment. His company pays to have employees' homes cleaned biweekly. While costing $1,500 per employee annually, the return is priceless. Employees feel valued, with a luxury typically reserved for executives, and families gain precious time together. This first-class approach extends to everyone. When executive assistants order client gifts they've recommended, Ruhlin sends them the same gift too. These seemingly small touches, like hotel staff who smile and say good morning, make a world of difference in overall experience. None are mere tokens, they're everything. These small gestures are what people ultimately remember as big things. Many view giving as weakness, but relationships drive long-term success. Adam Grant's research shows that while some givers finish last, top performers are often givers, those who contribute value without expecting immediate returns. Strategic giving means being generous with clear boundaries. There will always be vampire sucks who drain without reciprocating, but identifying them early protects your resources. Ruhlin's clients consistently report 10x to 20x ROI on gifting investments. Even imperfect gifts can succeed. During a campaign targeting wealthy executives, Ruhlin's team made mistakes with names and sent typed notes instead of handwritten ones. Yet they received numerous thank you notes praising the thoughtfulness, overshadowing their errors. High-level gifting carries risk, but successful leaders must choose. Focus on the few who might not appreciate your effort or the majority who value it enough to do business with you. Strategic generosity isn't about pleasing everyone. It's about building meaningful connections with those who value the gesture. Rulin advocates killing Christmas by abandoning predictable holiday gifting that has lost its emotional impact. His company sends gifts on Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day instead. This strategic timing prevents entitlement because gifts remain unexpected surprises with maximum impact. Consider this. If someone promises pizza next Tuesday, you create expectations. But if someone arrives unexpectedly with pizzas and beer on a random Tuesday, you're overjoyed. This psychology applies to business gifting through what Rulin calls planned randomness. Studies show thoughtfully timed gifts of lower value often outperform expensive ones during holiday seasons. A $50 gift received unexpectedly in March typically generates more goodwill than a $200 gift during December's rush. Strategic gifting fuels growth through natural conversation. Clients regularly send photos of themselves using gifted items at gatherings. When someone notices personalized engraving, Rulin's company becomes part of organic conversations, creating authentic connections traditional marketing cannot achieve. His approach involves reinvesting 5% of profits into key relationships. When you give something used daily, that's 365 positive impressions annually for one gift's price. As Ken Blanchard notes, one enthusiastic advocate outvalues 100 satisfied customers, consistently bringing qualified leads through passionate referrals. Most professionals overlook a powerful avenue to executive access: their inner circle of spouses, children, assistants, and key support personnel. This represents an untapped blue ocean strategy with minimal competition and maximum impact. When you genuinely care for an executive's family, you transform from vendor to someone who understands what truly matters to them. Even among the affluent, thoughtful gifts that acknowledge family members create profound emotional connections. One wealthy CEO's wife was moved to tears by custom-engraved knives worth $200, explaining how being personally acknowledged made her feel truly seen. Executive assistants become powerful allies when treated with authentic respect. They control access, influence decisions, and maintain key relationships throughout organizations. After consistently treating Orlando Magic's executive assistant with the same respect as her CEO, she arranged meetings with 6 department heads, access that would have been difficult otherwise, resulting in a substantial 6-figure contract. The best gifts start conversations and keep you memorable. Daily use items provide better ROI than occasional ones. Budget for gifts as you would premium experiences, typically $100 to $1,000 per gift, or 2 to 10% of net profits. Most gifting strategies fail because people avoid risks, choosing safe options with minimal returns. Approach gifting with patience. Commit to at least 3 years to see meaningful results. Like growth investments, strategic gifting compounds over time. Give as frequently as affordable, but prioritize extraordinary gifts over numerous ordinary ones. A good cadence is one gift every other month or quarterly. Always choose quality over quantity. Don't let these principles become just another unused idea. When executed properly, radical generosity becomes an asset driving referrals, retention, and ROI. Apply this approach beyond business relationships, surprising loved ones just because, not only on special occasions. The most valuable gift is making others feel truly seen and appreciated, creating connections that transcend transactions and build lasting relationships.